We should have a heart for people. We see another brother or sister struggling. Guess what? We ought to help them. Don't just walk by them. We ought to want to help them. Put ourselves in a position to where we can help others. Praise God. First lady, do you know that some of that right there wasn't even in my notes? That's what he do, ain't it? That's what he do. Praise God. So, he says, praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We doing okay? We doing okay? All right, praise God. All right, we're talking about the confession. What are you saying with your mouth? What are you believing in your heart? See, that salvation that God was talking about and promised to everybody, you know, it's very broad. It expands. It covers a lot of things. It ain't just your salvation, which that's the greatest thing, you know, you could do is accept Jesus into your heart. But there's other things above that. Because, see, once you get saved, you need to know how to get healed. Keep your healing. You know how to prosper in life, spiritually, physically, financially, and then keep it. Galatians says, he said, I am blessed to be a blessing. That's what we are. We are blessed to be a blessing. Praise God. Now I'm going to go on, not for a long time. I'm going to go on. He says, I'm going to go to the book of Acts, chapter 4. I'm just going to read this scripture, Acts 4, starting verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. He said, now as they spoke to the people, the priest and captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, everybody say however. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. Now I'm going somewhere with this. He said, and it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and the scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power? Or by what authority, by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands here before you whole. He didn't say partially. He said, this man stood before him whole. He said, this is the stone which they rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other name. For there is no other name under heaven given among men which we must be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That name, it is above every name. And we know that at that name, every knee, not some knee, every knee has to bow. Cancer got to bow. Diabetes got to bow. High blood pressure got to bow. COVID-19 got to bow its knee. It's got to bow. You know, I'm going to read this scripture. He says, Mark, in Mark Gospel, I'm going to show you something here. He said, then they came to the other side of the sea. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. He said, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs And no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains. And the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. I got one question. How did they get him to go to the tombs? Think about that for a minute. How did they first get the shackles on him? You ever thought about that? For him to break them, somebody had to put them on him. And then they said they couldn't tame him because he broke them. So at some point, the real man spoke up on the inside of him. At some point, think about it. Think about it. Now he says, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tomb crying out and cutting himself with stone. When he saw Jesus from afar off, he ran and worshiped him. You see that? He saw Jesus from afar off. He ran and worshiped him. A crazy and a lunatic man couldn't do that. What did I tell you about the real man? He became, listen to what I just said now, the real man. That's how they put the shackles on him, because at some point, he had done calmed down. And that's how they had to ask him to go to the tomb to get out of his town. They had to. Because what did he say? This man recognized Jesus, and he ran to him. This man was looking for something. He was looking for some peace. At some point in time, people traveling back and forth, he had done heard about that name. He done heard about the miracles Jesus was doing. He had done heard something, and he wanted deliverance from that. Now listen to this. He said, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him, and he cried out in a loud voice. Now this is the demon spirit. He said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, or I beg you, by God, that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? Praise God. See, when them symptoms come on you, you need to know what that thing is. Okay. So you can, because that thing got a name. And see, when you find out what that name is, you can speak to that thing. You can speak to it, and that thing got to obey you. It says, now a large herd of swine were feeding there near the mountain. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And at once, Jesus gave permission. So let me ask you this. You know, one translator said, and it begged him not to send them out the country. Why did they want to hang around in that place? So I'm going to ask you some questions. You ever thought about that? Why did your spirit want to hang around in that country? He said, I beg you not to send us out this country. You see that? I'm going to take you somewhere now. Now listen to this. He said, now a large herd of swine were feeding near the country. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter them. At once, Jesus gave the permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion. You know, legion means, I think it says, it's like 2,500, what it means. So all those spirits, I don't know why, but, and I think it's in Matthew and Luke gives another, one of them says it was two men, but the other two gospels says it was one man. But it says, both of them say it has this many spirits. But he said, sitting clothed and in his right mind, and they were all excited and happy for him and praising God. Is that what they said? He said they were excited for him and praising God. They were what now? They were afraid. This good thing had done happened for this man, and they were afraid. He says, and those who saw it told them how it happened to him, who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from that region. they could not see the miraculous thing that had happened because their eyes were blinded. It was over 2,000 pigs in that herd that were lost that day. And they probably didn't have any other income for the guy that was herding those pigs. See, that hurt them for financial wise, but their eyes were blinded.